英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家和我们一起来学习今天的双语美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon.
Beautiful weather, beautiful May Day.
Yeah, definitely. Are you also excited for summer? I am with this weather.
Excited for this Monday?I am.
Yes, for sure.
欢迎大家呢登录到我们火热的在线直播间和全国各地的小伙伴们一起来收听今天的双语美文课程。其实这些美文呢也是我们人生当中要经历的一些道理。
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure you all know people, when you're around them, you instantly get happier about your life. You get a very positive vibe from them. It's not really that they have magic or something, but they just...are very cheerful in their whole presence.
生活中有些人呢，你发现你跟他一接触以后，哎，不知不觉身上好像就有了一些正能量，
yeah.
他就变得有些 positive. 而有的人你跟他一接触啊，哎呀，你就觉得怎么，心情好像总体来讲都不是特别好，
yeah.
这是为什么呢？
Yeah, there are also people who leave you with a feeling that you think, okay, thank God it's over. Like, I like the person, but...I could not do another day again like this because I need some time without this person.
Mm.
These people are pretty negative usually. They only complain or they just don't see the positive side of life.
哎，大多数时候生活当中的，我们接触的人哈，熟悉的人，哪些人是比较积极的，哪些人是比较消极的，我们是可以选择的。但是在一些public places 公共的场合，你就不能选择接触什么样的人了，是不是
？Yeah，
万一突然间有的时候来到一个很你遇到了一个比较积极的人，然后给了你一个生活中的小惊喜，哎，你会觉得这一天的生活好像都美好起来了。
Yeah， especially in public places. Can you imagine? Like for example, you go to a coffee place, and then the waitress is super cranky. She is like.Yeah, giving your drinks with a very cranky face, and she's like not saying, hello, good afternoon, but she just says, hey, so what do you want?I mean, that kind of ruins your whole experience, doesn't it?
对，你看我们要是去餐馆吃个饭什么的啊，
yeah.
遇到的服务员，咱就不说别的，先说遇到的服务员。如果说有的服务员是非常热情积极的啊，你好，欢迎光临，吃点什么呀？
Yeah.
你都会觉得很高兴，愿意在这里点点餐啊，多消费一点。要是问到有的服务员一上来啊，就拉着长脸说，是吗？
Yeah.
点不点啊？不点就走。
Yeah.
不点就出去。
Then it's like, okay, this person obviously doesn't really like working here. So, yeah, it makes you feel a bit uncomfortable, right?
今天的故事呢，就是关于啊，我们在陌生的场合遇到的陌生人。哎，他怎么样给你的生活呢？突然带来了一份小小的惊喜。这个故事呢，发生在悉尼的火车上，是一个 train story。
Yeah, the story we're going to read today proves that attitude is actually everything. It can make or break your day.
是，通勤的人们呢，像平时一样坐在车厢里各自的忙碌着，要不就是低头玩着手机，要不就是看着窗外无所事事，等着列车呢把他们带到一个又一个的站点。这个时候，列车长啊，突然就播出了一则简短的通告。列车长的通告一般来说都是比较乏味的哈，比较无趣的，
yeah.
就是例行公事那几句话。
I don't think anyone actually listens to what they say on the train. Like, I don't.To be honest.
是啊，一般来说这样的例行公事的报告呢通告呢也没有人会去听的。哎，但是一别于往常，今儿个这个列车长的通告呢所有的人都去侧耳细听了，而且听完以后呢乘客们都露出了会心的微笑。到站了以后呢，这个作者就觉得很好奇啊，就追出了这个车站，向车长呢表达了感谢。在这样的一个小小的经历当中呢，这位作者有两个收获，两个心得。好，那这样的一种情景好像我们也不经常遇到哈，所以当成故事来听一听。
Yeah. Unfortunately, this doesn't really happen in ordinary life, I think. But sometimes you'll never know.
但是我们就是因为要听别人的故事，才去欣赏生活中的美好嘛。知道这样的一些美好的事情是可以存在于生活中的，是可以发生的。所以今天这个故事真的没有什么大的啊。感人肺腑的是吧，那种情节有的只是生活当中非常非常微小的非常细节的但是却非常美好的事情。所以今天这个故事的标题叫做 The Train Story,
A Journey, An Experience, and a Feeling.
好，接下来我们就一起开始来学习，先来听一听这个故事的前半段。
The train story, a journey, an experience, and a feeling. When people are happy with their work, it shows in what they do and say. This story highlights the benefits that can accrue from thanking people for something they've done, particularly when it's not expected. Sydney Trains and Bridges. I was traveling by train from Circular Quay to Central in Sydney one morning some years ago. Quietly sitting there reading, I found myself suddenly listening to the train's guard's announcement. Now, train travelers reading this will readily testify that when the guard makes an announcement, rather than the recorded message, it's often quite dull or hard to understand. Whether it's the recorded message or the guard's message, few people, apart from tourists, listen to these messages. This one was different. As I looked up from my paper, I noticed that other passengers, previously engrossed in their smartphones or tablets, were also looking up and appeared to be listening. Not only that, everyone was smiling. Why was so much attention being paid to this message? As best I can recall, the guard said something along the lines of, "Good morning, ladies, gentlemen, and children. This is the 735 from Penrith to Central, and you'll be pleased to know that we are right on time. This means that we'll get you to where you're going in plenty of time. And what a lovely morning it is in Sydney today. The sun is shining, temperature is about 21 degrees, birds are singing, and all's right with the world. I trust you have a great day wherever you're going. Thanks for catching my train this morning, and I hope to see you again soon. Have a great day." Wow. Have you ever heard an announcement like that before? I certainly hadn't. And how contagious was it? As well as getting everyone smiling, there were quite a few people, obviously previously strangers, who started talking to one another. They were all talking about the guard's fabulous message and how good it had made everyone feel.
好，这就是故事的前半段啊，大家听出来了吗？故事的轮廓框架大概就有了。原来是一个非常有创意的，非常 freestyle 的一个车长，列车长。
Yeah.
他在自己的工作当中呢，用小小的创意带给了乘客一点小惊喜和小快乐。
Yeah, he just improvises at the spot.
Improvise 就是即兴表演和即兴创作。Yeah.大家想象一下哈，如果说你在坐这个地铁也好啊，坐列车也好，突然间听到的一个列车的广播是一种 freestyle 自由发挥，你会觉得非常的亲切，非常的接地气，非常可爱，是不是？
Yeah, definitely. It kind of changes your whole experience of your journey, right?
Mm.
I have heard that in France, in Paris, there are actually two train guards who do the same.
Oh,
they talk about their lives. They usually say something funny, just unannounced. People on the train don't know that the train guard who does that is on their train. So if you're lucky, you catch that train guard on your train. It would be something like, "Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. How is your day? Mine started actually too early. Ha ha, but doesn't matter because if you begin something earlier, then you can finish something earlier, right?" That's something like that. Like there's always some joke in it.
哎，所以这种故事它还不是说是编撰出来的，是真实的生活。
Yeah.
刚才朱迪老师告诉我们说，在法国的有一辆列车上也是有两个特别有创意的列车员。
Yeah, in the Netherlands, I also had a little bit similar experience because in the Netherlands we always complain about the train times because the trains never ride on time for some reason. So the train guards sometimes say.Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to arrive to our final destination. Finally. As you might know, this is not our fault, but it's the system. But yeah, that's what makes us Dutch, doesn't it?
哎，很有创意啊。
Definitely, I had that once.
像法国这两位呢，已经非常有名了，所以很多的旅客去坐这个车，都想去遇到这样的有趣的列车员，就好像是整天在他工作上讲相声一样，你知道吗？
Mm-hmm.
就是特别逗用的那些语言，包括现在我们看到很多一些空乘人员，他们在讲解那个啊空乘乘坐飞机时候要注意那些安全须知。的时候也会有非常有创意的说法。总体来讲，大概就是这样的一种很有 freestyle 的工作类型吧。来，我们来看第一段。
When people are happy in their work, it shows in what they do and say.
当人们啊 are happy in their work， 在工作当中感到快乐的时候，或者是很喜欢他们工作的时候， it shows in what they do and say， 这份快乐呢就会 shows in 表现出来，表现在他们的言行中， what they do and what they say。
Yeah, so what they do and say kind of reveals showsThat they are happy doing it.
对，你看看，如果咱就不说列车了，咱说说公交车上的售票员哈，啊，公交车上的一些 conductor 是吧？如他喜不喜欢自己的工作？其实你每天一上公交车，你就能发现，有的呢就是一直就很呆滞的眼神啊，有的呢还挺高兴的，还忙着招呼这个呀，招呼那个呀。
Yeah, they really have a passion for it.
对，就是看你对你的工作有没有那份喜爱和激情。
This story highlights the benefits that can accrue from thanking people for something they've done.
这样的一个故事呢 the story highlights.
Yeah, it emphasizes, it revolves around a certain point.
它点亮了，它诠释了，或者是它着重的描述了 highlights the benefits, 这样的一种好处，什么好处呢 that can accrue from, accrue 对于我们很多同学来说是一个新单词。
Yeah.To accrue means to accumulate, to become more and more.
哦、oh, 那就是积累的意思。
Yes.
从少积累到多。Benefits that can accrue from. 从哪里积累的呢 ?Thanking people for something they've done. 哦、oh, 就是感激他人的所作所为带来的这种益处。就这个故事啊它完美的诠释了感谢他人的所作所为能带来的益处。同时呢Particularly, 尤其是 when it's not expected, 尤其是在对方没有预料到的情况下。
Yeah, even specifically when you don't expect to be thanked, and then you get suddenly thanked for the thing you did, then you feel happier, don't you?
是啊，你本来没有期待别人会感谢你，是不是？
Yeah.
哎，但是突然有人因为这事儿感谢你，你是不是觉得心情也很好啊？所以我们可能只听到了这个故事的第一个框架啊，后面还有第二层啊、意味在里面。好，第二段。
Sydney Trains and Bridge.
悉尼火车和大桥。
Yeah, this is like a description of the scene of the story.
啊、就像是在描述故事的场景一样。做好了，准备了啊，我们现在就在悉尼的火车上，正在通过着大桥呢。
I was traveling by train from Circular Quay to Central in Sydney one morning some years ago.
好，虽然咱也没去过悉尼，很多同学没去过，但是咱们来看两个地名的短语啊。有一天呢 ，I was traveling by train， 我是坐火车，坐火车从哪里呢？到 Circular Quay 这个地方。
Yeah, Circular Quay is the main ferry terminal in Sydney.Sydney is obviously the capital city of Australia. It is the most central point of visit for visitors in Sydney.
是的，这就是悉尼的环形码头啊，非常有名的环形码头。我的目的地呢是从 Circular Quay 到 Central. Central 是中心啊，这个车站。
Yeah, it's the railway station located at the southern end of the central area of Sydney.
One morning some years ago, 啊，是在多年前的一个早上，时间地点必须在讲故事的时候交代清楚了。Quietly sitting there reading, 上车以后呢，我是怎么着呢？静静地坐在那儿就读书了。
I found myself suddenly listening to the train guard's announcements.
我听就听、啊、外国人表达我听喜欢说 I found myself doing something 我发现我自己正在做某事是 suddenly 突然间听到了 listening to the train guard's announcement train guards 专门指的就是列车员对不对
Yeah, a train guard is the person with the responsibility to like for example sell train tickets on the train or to sell drinks in the first class but also to do certain announcements like for example good morning ladies and gentlemen please don't smoke on this train
对其实 guard 就是看护啊，守护护卫的意思那 train guards 就是列车上的列车员当然他有很多的权限比如说卖水果呀查票啊、
yeah.
机场不是列车广播呀等等 叫 Train Guards Announcement. Announcement 就是播报通告 broadcast.
Yeah, it's like a public statement, like to give people information.
对，哎，那个周丽老师有没有坐过中国的火车
？Oh yeah, yeah. It's difficult to figure out what they exactly say because in the beginning it all sounded like just shouting sounds. But
哪有我们的列车的广播都是很轻柔的，都会放一些噔噔噔噔。
Oh, that one. Yeah. Before you enter the train, that's true. That's true. They're always like very like I don't know.Happy music and very peaceful, etc.
而且我们的 broadcast 通常都是女生
，Yeah，
然后声音非常的温柔
，Yeah，
女士们、先生们、各位乘客，非常的温柔，是不是
？I took the Gautier train once, and that was really funny because it was in English. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't smoke on this train. Enjoy your day. But then there was in Chinese. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.Please don't smoke on this train. Also, don't spit on this train. Don't throw your litter everywhere. Like a whole list of things you should not do. I was like, oh god, people get depressed if they sit on this train.
是啊，而且大家要是作为游客的话，到外国去，像这些列车的 announcement， 真的要听一下，锻炼你的听力。
Yeah.
好的，我们看下一段啊。
Now I
found myself suddenly listening to the train guard's announcement.
Now, train travelers reading this will readily testify that when the guard makes an announcement, rather than the recorded message, it's often quite dull or hard to understand.
Now, train travelers reading this, 现在正在读这篇文章的，如果有乘坐火车的读者们，你们都可以 reading this will readily testify. Readily 的意思就是很乐意的
yeah,
很愉快的。
They will be willing to do something, to testify in this case.
Testify 就是帮我作证。
Yeah, to say that something that the writer says or states is true, to testify.
来帮我作证，作证什么呢？说when the guard makes announcement, 当这个列车长啊发布通告的时候啊，发布这个播报的时候 ,rather than the recorded message, 而不是发布那种事先录好的信息 ,recorded message.
Yeah, every train has recorded messages, they play a lot. Like it's a message they record on the tape, and then later they can broadcast it over and over again. So, like, for example, the arrival time or, please don't smoke, that kind of messages.
当他们发布这种临时的通告哈，而不是发布那些事先准备的录音的时候，这些内容通常都是很 dull, 枯燥乏味的 or hard to understand, 或者是难以理解的。
Yeah, that's definitely true. Like, the whole...Sounds like buzzes and sounds sometimes if you don't pay really careful attention.
So 一般的人不会去听的。Whether it's the recorded message or the guard's message, few people apart from tourists listen to these messages. 不管它是事先做好的录音还是列车长的公告。括号里头说 apart from tourists, 除了是游客以外啊。哎呀，没有什么人真正的认真的去听这些其中的信息。
This one was different. As I looked up from my paper, I noticed that other passengers, previously engrossed in their smartphones or tablets, were also looking up and appeared to be listening. Not only that, everyone was smiling.Why was so much attention being paid to this message?
大家读这种简单的故事啊，要注意它是怎么来讲述的啊，注意它怎么来用词的，怎么来铺垫信息的，怎么来讲述的，安排这个逻辑顺序的。This one was different, 但这一次就不同了。As I looked up from my paper, look up 就是一个人抬起头来，从哪里抬起头来呢？ From my paper,
yeah.
我正在读 newspaper.
Yeah, so he was like reading his newspaper and then he didn't read it anymore. He looked up. He looked away from his newspaper.
我们的注意力被吸引了，所以我就正在读报纸呢，突然间抬起头来。同时我还注意到 I noticed that other passengers were also looking up and appear to be listening. 哎，我注意到其他的乘客们都也都 look up 抬起头来，还 appear to be 似乎是在看上去都在认真的聆听。
Yeah.
括号里形容这些乘客们之前的状态 previously 之前都是 engrossed in something。Engrossed in something 的意思呢就是
Well, if you're engrossed in something, that something takes up all your attention and concentration. Like, for example, if you read a book and you hear nothing that happens around you or you just simply forget the whole world around you, then you're engrossed in the book.
就是完全沉浸于某事，全神贯注地在做某事，叫做 engrossed in something。发现那些之前那完全沉浸于他们的 smartphones 智能手机或者是 tablets 平板电脑。
Yeah, it's like such a flat computer you can use in like a train. It's very convenient.
那看来在国外的列车上，旅客们也都是玩电脑、
definitely,
玩手机。
Definitely, people don't really speak. You can enter like a train cabin and then people don't really talk to each other. They're only with their phones.
当然看书的也很多，是不是？
Yeah, a few, but then we have tablets where you can read e-books on.
好，他们全都抬起了头，也都在，似乎都在认真地听呢。Not only that, 不仅如此， everyone was smiling. 每个人都露出了会心的微笑。Why was so much attention being paid to this message? 为什么这条播报得到了人们如此高的关注呢？
Yeah. As best I can recall...The guard said something along these lines. Good morning, ladies, gentlemen, and children. This is the 735 from Penrith to Central, and you'll be pleased to know that we're right on time. This means that we will get you to where you're going in plenty of time. And what a lovely morning it is in Sydney today. The sun is shining, temperature is about 21 degrees,Birds are singing, and all's right with the world. I trust you have a great day wherever you're going. Thanks for catching my train this morning, and I hope to see you again soon. Have a great day.
Judy 老师也可以去做这个列车 guard.
I would love to, seriously.
读得多么有感情啊。其实大家看，他读的这个东西吧，或者是说这个列车长说的这段话吧，也不是什么很搞笑的语言。
Yeah.
但是就是有别于一般的那种例行公事的播报。我们来看 ,as best I can recall. As best, 就是我尽量能记得的那些、
yeah.
recall, 就是回忆和记得的那些。
Yeah, to recall something is to remember something, usually to speak it out, to explain it to someone else.
对了哈，就是哎呦，就是我还记得呀，这个 guard 当时呢是这么说的 ,said something along these lines, lines 就是台词 ,along these lines, 就是按照这样的 lines 来说的。
Yeah.Something along these lines is derived from something along the lines of. That means something similar to. Something that looks like this.
给我们读这个 reading 的这个 Nick, 他在读列车长这段话的时候，他有意识地使用了一些 Australian accent.
Yeah.
大家一会儿可以再去听一下哈。Nick 他读了一个 Good morning, ladies and gentlemen and children.
Yeah.
用了悉尼的口音。
I cannot do that.
说早上好，女士们、先生们、孩子们啊，还有孩子们，你看看、
yeah.
还有 children, 通常都是 ladies and gentlemen 就行了。
Not children, yeah, that's right.
是 ladies 和乡亲们，还有 children, 你看看 This is the 7:35 a.m.现在呢是
7:35 a.m. That means the train of 7:35, the train that left on 7:35 in the morning.
对，这是我们7:35的时候发车的，从 Penrith 彭里斯这个地方到 Central 的啊一段路途的列车。And you will be pleased to know that.You will be pleased to know that. 实际上是我很高兴地告诉大家。
Yeah, I know you will be happy with what I'm going to say.
就是说呢，我很高兴地告诉大家，我们的列车呢会 right, we are right on time. 我们的列车会准时送你们到终点哦。
Yeah, we will be on time at the place of the arrival.
然后他就说 ,this means,这就意味着啊，这意味着什么呢 ?We will get you to where you are going in plenty of time. 就说
we will bring you to your final destination, and we have enough time to do that. We have more than enough time, plenty of time.
对了，我们有足够的时间送大家呢到自己想到的目的地。
Yeah.
是吗？然后实际上他这种说法就是告诉大家，第一，我们是很准点的。
Yeah, we are very punctual. We bring you to where you want to go as according to what we promised.
对，一般坐车的人都想知道自己是不是会晚点啊，准点啊，都在路上担心啊，
yeah.
有没有什么意外的情况啊？他这里就是在 comfort passengers.
Yeah. Yeah, like people don't have to be like nervous anymore. Like, will we be there on time? You will be there on time. That's great.
马上就用他专业又沉稳的声音就告诉你说，我们会准时到达的，大家切勿担心。而且我们还有 plenty of time, 绰绰有余的。所以是啊，一种很舒适的这么一趟旅程。然后呢，他就开始说 ,What a lovely morning it is in Sydney today. 此时悉尼的天气多么棒啊。
Yeah, it's a great morning, like it's a lovely morning.
真好的天气啊。The sun is shining, 阳光那么的灿烂。Temperature is about 21 degrees. 温度呢约为21摄氏度。Degrees, 摄氏度。
Yeah, degrees is like a measure for temperatures, actually. Like, if something is, today it's, I think, 33 degrees in Beijing, so it's pretty warm.
同时不仅是有阳光，有温度，还有什么呢？
Birds are singing.
鸟儿们也在歌唱。
Yeah, it's very a pleasant environment.
他一下子就把一个大自然的情景带入到了车厢里。因为大家在通勤的路上啊都是很忙碌的，也没有时间去注意到天空蓝不蓝，空气好不好，鸟儿有没有在歌唱，所以这是一个又清新又闲适的早上。
And all's right with the world.
这句话要怎么理解？
There is no problem at all. There, like, everything is good as it is. There are no problems in Sydney.
All is right. 一切都是很完美的。With the world, 世界一切完美，咱们就理解为是世界和平。
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about. Yeah.
世界也是一片和平，大家看，无忧无虑的，多么好啊，是不是？瞬间这样的广播，你说说，你要是坐在车上，你能不听这样的广播吗？
Yeah, it's great that someone finally emphasizes the good things that are there, that are always there, every day. But people are just too busy usually to notice that.
我们可以想象一下，坐在车厢里的很多人，有的时候会觉得 What a bad morning I got today. 我今天早上真糟糕啊，起晚了，车呢可能要晚点，或者说呢正好发生了一些争执，或者要去今天要快要被解雇了。怎么样的，带着很多不好的心情坐在这车上，哎，突然间这个列车长跟你这么一说以后，你突然会忘记这些 worries 和烦恼，是不是？
Yeah, that kind of makes your day a lot better, I think, if someone reminds you that the world has a lot of good things for you out there as well.
关键就是有人他在这个时候提醒了你，这个世界还是很美好的，你看看你周围身边是不是这样子。 I trust you have a great day wherever you are going. 这句话
I hope or I expect you to have a great day wherever you're going.
我相信，我期待，无论您要去向哪里 ，where you are going, you will have a great day. 你都会有美好的一天。
Yeah, it doesn't matter where you are going. I believe that you will have a great day.
然后，就这么一短的一段话啊。
Thanks for catching my train this morning, and I hope to see you again soon.Have a great day.
Thanks for catching my train in this morning. 谢谢您搭乘今天的列车。And I hope to see you again soon. 也希望很快能再见到您。Have a great day. 祝您拥有美好的一天。
Yeah, to catch a train is a fixed phrasal verb. Like, you don't take a train or sit in a train. No, you catch a train when you enter a train and sit on your chair.
搭车啊，搭火车叫 catch a train.所以在这样的一个通勤的路上，哎，听到这样一段录音，大家的感觉是什么呢？是，哇哦
！Yeah, definitely.
Have you ever heard an announcement like that?
I certainly hadn't. And how contagious was it? As well as getting everyone smiling, there were quite a few people obviously previously strangers, who started talking to one another.
小小的一则通告哈，让这个车厢呢突然就活跃起来了。
Yeah.
人与人之间竟然开始交谈了，您看。Wow, 作者由衷地感叹了一声，真是有点意外。Yeah. Have you ever heard an announcement like that? 您之前有听过这样的列车的通告吗？ I certainly hadn't. 我反正是没有了。And how contagious was it? 这里个单词。
Well, if something is contagious, something spreads very quickly amongst people. It's like a virus can, for example, be very contagious, but a feeling can be too. Like, as we said in the beginning, if people are happy, you usually get happy too if they're around you, right? That is contagious.
传染的。
Yeah.
感染的。就是有些东西它是 contagious, was it? 这非常的有感染力，不是吗？As well as getting everyone smiling. 除了 as well as 让所有的人都微笑了起来之外呢 ,there were quite a few people. 也有一些人。好我们看括号里 ,obviously previously strangers. 当然很明显他们之前呢都是 strangers.
Yeah, it's easy to understand that these people were previously strangers for each other.、
哎、他们让这些明显的之前是陌生人的人呢怎么着了呢 ?Who started talking to one another.哎，开始互相交谈起来了。
Yeah,
开始说着话了。
Talking to each other, talking to one another.
突然间就不再感到拘束了。
Yeah,
就开始，就是叫什么自来熟了，开始聊起天来了。They were all talking about the guard's fabulous message. 大家都开始在谈论着这列车长啊精彩的播报，叫 fabulous message.
Fabulous, great, super excited. Like, yeah, the fabulous means exceptional good.
And how good it had made everyone feel,、yeah. 以至于它如何让每个人心情都好了起来。
Yeah.
哎呀，还是有魔力耶 ,magic.
Yeah, definitely, but it's true, like, if you hear something like that, you instantly feel happy, right?
而且很有趣，是不是
?Yeah.
不乏味，不枯燥，不无聊，是不是好，继续来看这个故事情节如何发展。
I started thinking about this, and as I exited the train at Central, I approached the guard's cabin and started to thank him, to which the guard replied, Don't know what you're talking about, mate. I've just come on. So I asked where the other guard had gone, and he pointed to the exit stairs. I raced down the stairs, taking them two at a time, and caught the young guard at the bottom.He had obviously finished his shift and was on his way home. I tapped him on the shoulder and said, Were you the guard on the 735 from Penrith? The guard seemed a bit stunned at first, replying, Yes. In hindsight, I think I would have been a bit stunned if someone had approached me like that. Pressing on, I said, Well, I just wanted to thank you for your fabulous message this morning on the way from Circular Quay to Central. This...message was so upbeat and pleasant. Most importantly, it got everyone's attention and had everyone smiling. Thank you so much for giving me and the other passengers such a good start to the day. Please keep doing it. There are two messages for me in what happened that day. Firstly, when people are happy in their work, it shows in what they do and say. And secondly, the story highlights the benefits that can accrue from thanking people for something they've done.Particularly when it's not expected. Can you imagine the conversation that guard would have had when he got home? Guess what happened to me today? A customer actually thanked me. Have you thanked someone for what they've done today?
哎，第一段呢，好像是这个列车长为乘客们所做的事情。但是你看第二段当中，乘客想对列车长做什么呢？ I started thinking about this.哎呀，我就开始在思考着这件事情了。
Yeah.
As I
exited the train at Central.
对了，下车咱们说 exit.
Yeah, like exit is, well, the exit, the way you exit a building or a vehicle. But if you do that, then you exit.
其实出口的意思就是出口相当于他这个 exit the train 就等于是我都下了车然后走出了车站。
Yeah, so exit can also be a verb.
是的，我们平时在大楼里看见那些 exit 出口、
yeah.
也是这个单词，既可以做名词也可以做动词。 I exit the train at central 啊，我在市中心这站呢就下了。 I approach the guard's cabin 我呢就走到了这个列车长啊所在的这个 cabin 就是车厢。
Yeah, it's a, like a room where people can do their work separate from other people, like in this case, like the cabin, that's like a special place where the
employers. 那种小小的车厢。
Yeah.
然后来到小小车厢以后呢想 start to thank him, 就想感谢他。To which the guard replied. 而那位列车长却回答说
Don't know what you're talking about, mate. I've just come on.
我不知道您在说什么呢 ,mate 就是澳大利亚的口语当中啊相当于就是说、
yeah.
先生 or 伙计 or
yeah, friend or
朋友。
Yeah.
现在美国人喜欢说man.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, man, but here they use mate because in Australia they obviously use that more.
对用 mate 啊来做这个口头语。哎呀我不知道你在说什么呢。那个朋友 ,I've just come on.
I've just started working.
哦我刚来上班呢。
Yeah, to come on means to start working.
看来是他们已经交班了。
Yeah.
啊刚才那位列车长已经走了。So, I asked where the other guard and gone had gone, and he pointed to the exit stairs.
Yeah.
我就问他哎我说这个上一班的这个车长啊 ,where the other guard, 去哪儿了呀 ?had gone. 然后他就指了指楼梯口出口的方向。
I raced down the stairs, taking them two at a time, and caught the young guard at the bottom. He had obviously finished his shift and was on his way home. I tapped him on the shoulder and said,Were you the guard on the 735 from Penrith? The guard seemed a bit stunned at first, replying, Yes, yes. In hindsight, I think I too would have been a bit stunned if someone had approached me like that.
这个时候我不是一心想追上刚才那位列车长吗他不是下班了吗那我们来看他是怎么样来使用这样的一些动词的。I race down the stairs. Race, 不是赛跑的意思吗?
Yeah, to run very fast. To race means to go somewhere very quickly as you can.
哎，我们在着急的时候，汉语当中说，我三步并作两步跑。大家看英文中，他们是怎么说的？首先，race down the stairs, 飞速地跑下楼梯。怎么个跑法呢？是taking them two at a time.
Yeah, if you take, the stairs two at the time, that means that you skip, between your step, you skip one of the surfaces you usually step on, like if you just, yeah, go them step by step if you're not in a rush. But this time, it goes two levels instead of one.
对了 taking them, 大家说 taking 什么呀?
Taking steps.
对了 taking steps. Steps or stairs.
Yeah.
Taking 楼梯. Taking 楼梯是 two at a time.At a time, 一次。一次呢迈两步叫 taking two at a time。那不就是咱们汉语所说的三步并作两步跑吗就这个意思都一样。我就开始冲啊就冲下去。然后 caught the young guard at the bottom。最后在这个 bottom, 楼梯底部赶上了年轻的列车长。
Yeah.He caught the young guard there. He met the young guard there.
Caught 是 catch 的意思，就是追上了，
yeah.
赶上了。哎，我就追上了他。He had obviously finished his shift. 哦，看上去呢，非常明显的 obviously， 他结束了他的 shift。
Yeah, if you work in shifts, that means that you work in a fixed time frame. For example, from 4 to 6, and then the next morning you work from 3 to 8. That are different shifts, parts of the day in which you do your work.
对，其实就是他的那个轮班。
Yeah,
他的那个班叫 shift. 他已经完成了今天的工作了 ，and was on his way home. 正要回家了。嘿，他们这个工作不错哟。
Yeah, definitely.
早上上完班以后就回家了。
Yeah, just go home and yeah, do other things.
可能他们是有不同的 shifts.
Yeah, it can be.
晚上再来一个
班。Yeah, it could be like that. And yeah, I mean, every work has its perks, right? Like people who work on the train, they usually like in either if they have a morning shift,then the next day they have a night shift, and then when do you sleep? And your whole sleeping rhythm gets really weird, I think.
其实这样的一些在交通工具上工作的人们是非常辛苦的。
Yeah, definitely.
他们都是用 shifts 来安排自己的班，不像正常人一样，你可以朝九晚五啊，晚上能够睡个觉啊什么的。
Yeah.
他们的作息都很不规律，所以还是非常辛苦的。
Yeah, just like pilots or bus drivers or yeah, taxi drivers as well.
对，他们的这个作息真的真的跟正常人是不一样的。这个时候我就开始 I tapped him on the shoulder. Tap on the shoulder 就是拍了拍他的肩膀。
Yeah, it's to press with your hand on someone's shoulder, usually to get their attention.
其实他这样做还是有点突兀的，是不是？毕竟他是一个 strangers.
Yeah.
他去拍人家的肩膀，还问他说 Were you the guard on the 735 from Penrith?哎，您是那个7点35分从 Paris 出发的那班列车的车长吗？ The guard seemed a bit stunned at first. 任何人都会一开始有一些 stunned.
Yeah, a bit surprised, but then like in a very weirded out way, like that you think, oh, what's happening now? This is so weird. Stunned.
吃惊的。一个陌生人上来把你截住、
yeah.
然后问你说，哎，您是那班的列车长吗？还以为出了什么事儿呢。Replying, yes.Yes, 带着疑问啊，有点吞吞吐吐的说 Yes, 然后作者一个括号里面又说明了一下，他事后反应的。
In hindsight, I think I too would have been a bit stunned if someone had approached me like that.
哎，什么叫做 in hindsight?
That means that you look back on something that happened, and that right now you understand.What exactly happened?
对了，这个短语特别好哦，大家记一下，它的意思就是后知后觉。
Yeah.
后知后觉的发现。I think I too would have been a bit stunned if someone had approached me like that. 如果有人像那样的靠近我，拍拍我的肩头什么的， I too, 我也会 would have been a bit stunned,、
yeah.
我也会有一些吃惊。
Yeah, if someone had approached me like that, someone like, talked to me like that, in, yeah, just starting a conversation like that, then I would be stunned as well.
大家注意这句话是个虚拟语气哦。如果有人这样突然跑过来问我，表示跟过去相反，是不是？我也会感到有点吃惊。大家看看这个时态是怎么使用的啊，虚拟语气哦，表示一个条件哦，虚拟的条件哦。这个时候
Pressing on, I said, Well, I just wanted to thank you for your fabulous message this morning on the way from Circular Quay to Central. The message was so upbeat and pleasant. Most importantly,It got everyone's attention and had everyone smiling. Thank you so much for giving me and the other passengers such a good start to the day. Please keep doing it.
哎，这个 pressing on 是什么意思呢？
That means that you say something or do something very determined. That in this case, she asks him questions. She starts talking to him very determined. That she's like, she knows what she wants to say and yeah, she just says it.
很认真的
，Yeah，
非常认真的 ，pressing on。我就说 ，Well， I just wanted to thank you for your fabulous message this morning on the way from Circular Quay to Central。我呢，也只是想感谢您刚刚呢在列车上所播报的、所传递的那么精彩的。一篇小小的 announcement.
Yeah, she just thanks him for what he said this morning.
他用了一个 fabulous message, 一个非常精彩的通告。
The message was so upbeat and pleasant.
好，这里有个新单词，这个通告它是非常的 upbeat, 是什么意思呢？
Full of joy, full of positive energy, full of happiness.
乐观向上的。
Yeah.
很积极的，叫做 upbeat and pleasant.又令人愉快的，可能他的这种播报方式呢，就非常符合这个外国人啊对于那种 nice 的理解。
Yeah，
他们觉得什么样的东西是 nice 的，什么样的话在什么情景里说是非常妥帖的，带给人好心情的，他们非常 appreciate 这样的一种 announcement。
Yeah， an upbeat voice or an upbeat message is usually a very, yeah, is received very positively. People appreciate that a lot.
他就说呢，我就是想感谢您刚才啊，在这个列车上所传递的这么精彩的一段通告。这样的通告是既乐观向上又令人愉快。
Most importantly,It got everyone's attention and had everyone smiling.
更重要的是 ,most importantly, it got everyone's attention. 它呢吸引了每个人的注意力。同时呢 ,had everyone smiling, 让每个人都笑了起来。
Yeah, and here the writer addresses like that people usually have a bit of a cranky face in the train. They don't really talk and they don't really pay attention to anything that the guard says.
对，他实际上是给了这样的一个 guard 的一个 feedback.
Yeah.
让他知道自己的这一段呢 announcement 起到了什么样的效果，让他知道。
Thank you so much for giving me and the other passengers such a good start to the day.
所以他是由衷的给出了自己的一段感谢。Thank you so much for giving me and other passengers such a good start to the day. 非常感谢您给了我和其他的乘客这样的一个美好的早晨。
Please keep doing it.
你看，还鼓励人家说，希望呢以后每天都可以听到您这样的 announcement.
Yeah.
他的这种 announcement, 我相信每天肯定都不会是一样的。
Yeah, definitely. If you hear these kinds of announcements, you are kind of happy to be on the train, right?
是啊，这个多么热爱生活、热爱工作的列车长。
Yeah, but also for the guard, like, if he has to, like, do his job and has to think a little bit about what he's going to say, that's also funny, right?
是。
Yeah.
所以你就觉得这事儿吧，它特有趣。
Definitely.
有趣味，不枯燥，不乏味。人们都不太喜欢那些啊成规的啊教条的。
Yeah, following rules and systems is good, but not
天天都不变的，大家都觉得很 boring，
yeah，
没啥意思。哎、啊，这个就能自己 freestyle 一下，真不错。
There are two messages for me in what happened that day. Firstly, when people are happy in their work.It shows in what they do and say.
哎，经历过以后呢，就开始总结了啊，就说呢 ，There are two messages for me. From in what happened that day. 那天发生的事情上呢，哎，我收获了两个心得。有 two messages for me. 对我而言，有两个信息。第一个就是 ，When people are happy in their work, it shows in what they do and say.当人们在自己的生活当中啊，尤其是工作中，感觉到快乐的时候 ，feel happy in their work， 这个时候快乐就会从他们的言与行当中自然地流露出来。
Yeah, do you really think this train guard would say a similar message if he didn't like his job? I don't think so. So yeah, if people are happy in their job.They kind of show that very clearly.
对，关键是自然流露。你说这个司机要是不喜欢自己这份工作，觉得把它当成一个苦差事，那肯定他不会，首先他不会自然的去说这段话。另外，他如果想装一下说这种话的话，也不会说的那么有感情，是不是？所以这种东西啊，装是装不出来的。
Secondly, the story highlights the benefits that can accrue from thanking people for something they've done.Particularly when it's not expected.
第二点 ,the story highlights, 又来了啊又完美的诠释了什么呢 ?the benefits that can accrue from thanking people for someone, something they've done. 这不就是一开头咱们说的那、
yeah.
那段吗
?Yeah.
就是又完美的诠释了要去感谢他人的所作所为能带来的益处。就是说作者这后部分呢不是去感谢了这个列车长吗
?Yeah.In the end of the story, the writer thanks the guard. So then later on, the guard will, I think, highly likely, do it again. Like, make an announcement like that again.
对，他为什么，大家想想，他为什么一定要去感谢这个列车长呢？
That not only makes other train passengers again happy, it also makes him happier too.
他就是觉得这个列车长的这种做法吧，能够给大家带来开心。
Yeah.
所以呢，他要去鼓励他。 让他以后继续的在工作当中呢发挥出讲出更有效的段子
yeah,
或者让大家继续的感受让每一个乘客都感受到开心
That's what the writer means with the benefits that can accrue from thanking people for something they've done
对这就是你感谢他人的所作所为可以为更多的人带来精彩的早上
Can you imagine the conversation that guard would have when he got home?
对，而且后面是particularly when it's not expected. 啊，你还要在别人没有预期的情况下，你去感激他，一定会有一些很好的好处发生。那你就可以想象一下了，想象这个 guard 回到家以后，会和家人进行一段怎样的对话呢？ Can you imagine the conversation the guard would have when he got home? 他会怎么说？
Guess what happened to me today? A customer actually thanked me.
哎，你猜，在我生活中啊，今天发生了什么呢？有一个乘客竟然特意跑过来向我道谢。
Yeah, a customer actually thanked me. Actually here means that you kind of want to emphasize that something that happened was totally unexpected, was really something you did not foresee.
嗯。所以这也是这个文中的第二个观点就是说如果你觉得这个人他做了什么有益于他人的事情的时候你还是要上去给他表示一下感谢因为这能够激励他把这样的一种对他人的善意也好对他人给他人带来快乐的事情能够继续进行下去让更多的人享受到这种快乐是不是所以这个作者是很有怎么说呢也是很积极的一种生活态度的人
Definitely, definitely Someone who appreciates looking at the positive sides of life
对他也会珍惜也会去保护这个列车长呢对别人的这种善意所以这实际上是双向的对不对
Yeah、
第一方面呢就是这个列车长本身很值得我们学习是吧对工作这么有热情
Yeah, likeIt is two sides of, like, it works in two sides. Like, it makes the writer happy to thank someone, plus the writer had experienced something great, so he thinks, okay, I will thank him. Then, the guard, he doesn't expect anyone to thank him, but because the writer thanks him, he's a happier person. He's like, wow, someone thanked me today.
是的，像这样的列车长，说实话，你表不表扬他，他也会这么去做的。因为这肯定是他自己第一他的个性第二他肯定觉得他对工作的态度就是这样的所以你表不表扬他他肯定也会这样做但是如果你表扬了他、
yeah.
他也会觉得很高兴是不是他自己也收获了很多善意的东西良性的东西、
yeah, like、
正面的能量、
yeah.
然后就形成了一种什么叫做
vicious circle、
哎、就是一种很良好的循环良性的循环那这个社会不就是不断的通过这样的循环产生更多的正能量了吗是不是、哎、一环扣一环环环相扣环环不断、
yeah.
我带给你然后你再带给我我再给你然后你再带给我你再带给他人然后他人再带给他人最后还得反到自己身上是不是这就是一种良性的循环所以这作者后来还问了一个问题说
Have you thanked someone for what they've done today?
对了你今天有没有因为某个人的善行啊好事啊向他表达过感谢呢
Yeah, I hear you thinking like I have nothing, nobody to thank today That's nonsense You always have something or someone to thank JustThink about it for a while, and then by the end of the day, I bet you have like 5 things or 5 people you can actually thank. And that can make a difference in their day too, as well as in yours.
对，你看我们平时在日常生活当中啊，你在地铁上过安检的时候啊，或者是你在过马路的时候碰到那些义务交通协管员啊，出租车司机师傅啊，等等，如果他们都有像这样的行为，你要记得感谢他们。
Yeah, like it's very important that people receive certain criticism on their work. Like, hey, maybe for next time you can do this better. Or, yeah, I didn't like what you said at all. Of course, that's needed too to yeah, to move ahead, right? To improve yourself. But it's as important, if not more important, that people get positive feedback. And we tend to kind of ignore that sometimes.
一个小小的 thank you 就可以向很多人传递出一种 positive attitude.
Yes.
是吧？哇，今天我们的直播间当中点赞比平时更多了。谢谢大家送出的善意啊。
Thank you all.
其实我们也挺喜欢巧克力啊、花啊、什么谢谢之类的。虽然有没有指着这个，是吧？但是大家这么一来，你们都 get 到了故事的意思了。
Definitely.
好，一方面是对工作的热情，另一方面是对他人的善意要表示感谢。好，这是今天的这个英文小故事，谢谢 Judy 老师。
Thank you all for listening.
谢谢大家的善意哦，下次见。